dictation for Gregory, Gregory Johnston. Johnston, September 1746. Address as a letter to Brian, Briane. Actually, it's Briane. Draper, D as in David, Raper, for 632249. Dear Brian, consultation, Mr. Johnston, with abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with caregiver Tyana, T-Y-A-N-A. He is presently in a wheelchair, has peripheral vascular disease and severe neuropathy and prior back surgery, limited mobility. At home, is able to take few steps and uses a walker. He denies changes of weight or appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal discomfort, denies diarrhea, bleeding. Over the last 1 year, severe incontinence, no cloudiness or blood. He's not able to tell when he's passing urine, has low sensitivity, still has his prostate. He's been told for a high PSA, but has not seen urology. Stable edema, actually improved from what it was years back. No ulcers, no claudication at rest, no discolor of the toes. Supposed to be doing some fluid, some salt restriction, but not strict. There is numbness up to the knee. Denies chest pain palpitation. Has chronic dyspnea. No oxygen CPA machine. Has cough, clear sputum, no hemoptysis. Does use inhalers. Denies gross orthopnea PND. Doing physical therapy. Some bruises but no bleeding, nose gums, no headaches, other review system negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history for hypertension, exacerbated within the last 1 year, requiring medication adjustment. History of coronary artery disease with a four vessel bypass surgery 2019. Documented peripheral vascular disease, but no procedures were done. Chronic back pain, sciatic, requiring surgery. Esophageal reflux on treatment, peripheral neuropathy. Congestive heart failure. He denies atrial fibrillation, pacemaker or defibrillator. He has prior stroke, apparently two opportunities, compromising on the right upper extremity only, no speech, no leg. Has received blood transfusion at the time of bypass surgery. Prior event thrombosis in the 1980s without pulmonary emboli, apparently inferior vena cava filter was placed. Prior pneumonia. Receive a steroid for COPD exacerbation, question syncope associated to that. Prior gout without recurrence, mostly on the feet many years back. There is decreased hearing, worse on the left side. Documented osteoporosis. Next paragraph, surgeries include bilateral cataract lenses, four vessel bypass, gallbladder, inferior vena cava filter, trauma, fracture, and surgery right ankle, trauma, fracture, surgery on the left leg. Left-sided hip replacement, back surgery. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age teenager, at least a pack per day. For at least 40 years. Next paragraph, heavy alcohol, age 14, discontinued 2004. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin X and prednisone. Next paragraph, present medications, Eliquis, Metoprolol, Lasix, Zocor, Aldactone, Singulair, Nexium, Flonase, Trelegy inhaler, Albuterol, Ventolin, Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Excuse me, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam. He is on a wheelchair. He has long hair and mustache. Evidence of emphysema, mild decrease here in normal speech. Blood pressure 120/60 on the right, 120/62 on the left. Upper plates, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria. Distant breath sounds, probably COPD, but no consolidation pleural effusion, isolated premature beats, appears to be regular rhythm, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension tenderness, 2-3 plus bilateral edema, no ulcers, minor weakness on the right upper extremity, normal speech. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, September. Creatinine is 1.8. And this is progressive. Back in May, 1.5. April, 1.4. March, 1.6. November last year, 127. And before that, around 1.1. Present GFR represents 38 stage 3B. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal calcium, albumin, liver function test. Normal B12, folic acid, ferritin, and iron saturation. Diabetes A1C at 7. Normal magnesium, thyroid, PSA, normal at 2.8. No gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelet. I do not see a urine sample. Recent cholesterol well controlled. The last urine available is 2023. At that time, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no cells. The last imaging for kidneys is 2022 on a CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast. Normal liver, the IVC filter, there is calcification aorta, prior fracture, right-sided ribs, 3, 4, 6, 7. Minor L2 compression fracture, prior lumbar surgery, L4, L5. He reported no kidney abnormalities. October, same year, 2022, CT scan angiogram, aorta and branches. Mild stenosis left renal artery at the origin. Disease on bilateral lower extremities. Please refer to the report in the computer. There is a stress testing 2023, no ischemia or fixed defects, at that time normal ejection fraction. Echocardiogram 2024, normal ejection fraction for the most part appears normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease. A person who has extensive atherosclerosis. He also is incontinent of urine, limited mobility, and prior enlargement of the prostate. We will do a kidney ultrasound to assess for urinary retention obstruction. We will do also renal Doppler to assess for renal artery stenosis. Prior urine, few years back, no activity to suggest blood protein or cells for inflammatory conditions. Nothing to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Present blood pressure is well controlled. He's not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Tolerating beta blockers, diuretics, and aldosterone blockers. He has COPD abnormalities on treatment. He is anticoagulated without external bleeding. There is mild degree anemia that does not require EPO treatment. All issues discussed at length with the patient and caregiver. Further advice with results, otherwise we will monitor chemistries in a regular basis. End of dictation.